This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Arizona fire officials fear it may take as long as 3 weeks before they can completely control a fire just north of Tucson. The blaze has consumed 250 homes on a mountaintop near the popular resort of Summer Haven. There's been little rain, but high winds. Joining us now is fire consultant Jim Paxson. Mr. Paxson, fire officials held a briefing this afternoon. Can you tell us any new developments?
Well, they are back in the area working on homes, trying to save as many homes as they can. They're working on the fire line. The winds are already beginning to pick up, and if they do get turbulent and violent enough winds, they'll have to pull firefighters from the active firefighting and get them to safe zones. So today is going to be another tough day.
Do we know anything about the source of the fire?
Well, it's being investigated as a human-caused fire, but that investigation is entirely separate from the firefighting effort, and often they don't share the results of that until an arrest is made or until they have a definite conclusion to the investigations.
Geographically, this is a relatively small area. At this point, 4,000 acres have been affected, but it's well populated. Is this area primarily filled with vacation homes, or are there year-round residents as well?
I understand there's about 15 year-round residences in the community of Summer Haven, but there's almost 550 to 600 structures just in that one area, Summer Haven and Loma Linda. And there may be more than that, and we really don't even know how many have been burned until this fire cools off and we can get in and do a damage assessment.
And there were some youth camps, some summer camps in the area also?
Yes, and they were not threatened, but it seemed prudent to go ahead and get those young folks out of there.
There's quite a bit of overgrowth in that area, I understand, from decades of fire suppression, and the residents around there have been told for years that they needed to clear brush and trees away from their homes. Any signs that that had begun to happen or that they had cleared that area before this fire had taken place?
Several people did take heed and began to clear brush and cut some trees. It may well be that when the fire team gets in there to do the damage assessment, they'll find that those are the houses that are left standing. However, the great preponderance of people did not do clearing, and cutting trees is a difficult, emotional, stressful issue. I think Mother Nature is going to do some of that for some of those folks.
I understand that the smoke is visible from Tucson down in the valley. There in the city, what does it actually look like looking back toward the mountain?
Well, it's not anything like it was yesterday. This time yesterday, it was a full-fledged plume. Even with 40 to 50 mile-an-hour winds, it rose up and was building thunderheads on top of it, and then it sheared off, and you could see the smoke and the haze all the way to Phoenix. Today, it's quite a bit less smoke, but the winds have laid a little, and they're just now really beginning to blow hard. However, we can look back up the hill, and there's a definite plume of smoke on the horizon that's visible from all over Tucson and even down the valley towards Phoenix.
What's the weather forecast? Any rain in sight?
No, there's no rain. In fact, they're telling us generally monsoons start July 4th or thereabouts, and they're saying that the monsoons may be 10 to 15 days late, and that's not a good omen. This fire will burn till it runs out of fuel or until it rains on it, so it's a long time yet.
All right. Well, Mr. Paxson, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you.
Jim Paxson is a fire consultant. He was speaking to us about a wildfire burning just north of Tucson.